Hey everyone, episode 107 of My 123 Since the Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, downloading, and sharing. We'll be talking with Jason the Brain Wells. He is with Cape Championship Wrestling over in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. We'll get to that interview in just a few minutes. I don't have a whole lot to talk about in the intro today, although one thing that, is weighing on me very much still today, folks who have been following the blog and the response has been incredible. I cannot thank you enough for sharing the blog that I wrote the other day about the young man in Evansville, Indiana. His name is Dalton. And, to be quite frank, he does not have much time left here with his family and friends. He is dying of a neurological brain disease, and he is a huge wrestling fan. And his family is working with a group called Granted, out of the Evansville, Indiana area. I live in Southern Illinois, and some people contacted me through my TV work, my TV job rather, and they know that I am a big wrestling fan, and so far the response has been amazing. Basically, they were hoping to take him to WrestleMania. They don't think he's going to live that long to make it to WrestleMania, so now they're trying to bring wrestling to him. And I put the call out to the friends that I know who have shared it with the friends that they know. I have had communication with some WWE superstars. I have not seen anything come in yet, but like I said, I just posted this 2 days ago. I have gotten some confirmation that things are going to start coming in. I'm looking for autographed photos, action figures, t-shirts, whatever I can get my hands on to make this time a little brighter for this little boy, Dalton, and his family. He just turned 11 years old. I have a daughter the same age, so this really tears at me, and I'm going to do everything in my effort to help, and I appreciate my friends who have shared this as well and gotten the word out, and you're probably going to hear me say that 1,000 more times, but I am overwhelmed with the number of people who have responded. Heath Hatton, who is the Stride Pro Wrestling champion, went to Evansville recently to visit with Dalton, took him some things. It just puts things in perspective. Wrestling has been very good to me in terms of the friends and the opportunities that I have received from it. And I've known this for a very long time, but wrestling gives back a lot. There are men and women who toil on the independent scene who have stepped up and are ready to give any way that they can. And from the benefit shows that I've been a part of in the past to what is happening right now, I'm seeing amazing things happen. And I don't think it has anything to do with the holiday season, although that doesn't hurt. But people are willing to help out and give any way they can. I've got people volunteering, wrestlers volunteering to drive to Evansville to meet with Dalton. And once he is, hopefully they're going to get him feeling a little bit better here, but once he's up for more visitors in a group setting, there will be a road trip to Evansville. I'll keep you all posted too over at my123cents.com and probably here on the podcast as well. But I just wanted to, again, thank everyone so far and let you know that if you want to help out, if you have a wrestling action figure that has an autograph on it, or if you have something that you want to donate, let me know. You can send me a message through Facebook or Twitter or email me. It's Kevin Huntsperger, my first and last name, @gmail.com, and we'll make arrangements. I can meet you somewhere to pick it up, or you can mail it to me, whatever works for you. We'll make this happen. This boy is special, and I really am hoping to get some things to him. And just let him know and let his family know that people do care. And that's the bottom line, as Stone Cold would say. And that's my mission right now this month, is to just make things a little bit brighter, because I can't imagine what this family is going through right now. So that's really all I'm going to say in the intro today. Just wanted to get the word out about that, and any help that you guys can give will be greatly appreciated. And thanks, as always, for listening, sharing, and downloading My 123 Cents, the podcast. And on the other side of the intro, let's hear from Jason the Brain.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Yeah. wrestling fans.
Are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, as promised in the intro, the guest today is Jason the Brain, and he is with Cape Championship Wrestling over in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. For fans who are listening from the area, that's about an hour's drive from here in Southern Illinois. They always put on a great show. Ken Murphy, as you may remember, has been on before as well. But Jason, thanks and welcome to my 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast.
Awesome, Kevin. Well, thanks for having me. I do appreciate your time and let me come on and talk about some CCW.
And as we are recording, this show will drop on Monday. So folks who are listening right now today on Monday, they have an opportunity to get tickets to the next Cape Championship Wrestling show. And you guys have a pretty big name coming to town. Talk a little bit about the guest who's going to be wrestling that night.
Well, yeah, tickets are going to go on sale Monday at 5 p.m. Normally, I mean, we've been lucky enough when we put tickets on sale within the first, I'd say 12 to 24 hours, the first two rows are gone. And then this one, especially because former Ring of Honor champion, TNA Tag Team champion, Davey Richards is coming in, and he'll be taking on his mentor, Tony Cazzino, a man who's been with Cape Championship Wrestling for a few shows. And last month he wrestled James Ellsworth, and then he's coming in January, take on his protege, Davey Richards.
That's awesome. So talk a little bit about Cape Championship Wrestling. You guys are based in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Kind of travel around a little bit in the Southeast Missouri area. Do you guys have a permanent home now? I know you've done a couple of different shows in a couple of different places.
Well, yeah, we came in as just wanting to do a show in Cape. And we were very successful in it, but when we come to doing shows in just Cape, there's only a couple different venues that kind of suited what we wanted to do. So coming in, we decided, you know, let's go ahead and let's travel and let's see if we can build a fan base around the area. So we did a couple of shows in Chaffee, Missouri and Delta, Missouri, and those turned out super great. I mean, last week we did our show in November and Delta, and we packed that place out, and it's great that our fans supported us and they come to any show we do. And we just signed an agreement this past week with the arena building in Cape Girardeau to do 9 shows this coming up year. So we are locked in at the arena, and that's going to be our home. We're still going to travel a couple months, I think in May and November, October, one of the two, if I'm not mistaken. But the arena building is going to be our home for next year.
And the arena building is located at, it's pretty easy, Arena Park there in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. So fans can find that pretty easily. And I know Ken's got some big aspirations and whatnot for 2017 when it comes to Cape Championship Wrestling. And I know he's going to keep us in tune with that. Tell me a little bit about your involvement, though. How did you get to this point? Because you have kind of a rich history in wrestling, not in just in the Cape Girardeau area, but just around the Mid-South and this region. Is that right?
Well, yeah. When I started out in the Memphis, Tennessee area, Dyersburg, Tennessee, New Bern, Tennessee, Union City, Tennessee. A lot of people down that way know me for years and years of managing and making people mad. I was a bad guy heel manager and did pretty well there, and then ran in Mississippi also and did some stuff there for going on about 6 years, and was very successful, had a good time, a good following, and I ended up wanting to kind of get into a different way of the business. I want to kind of do something different than just be a manager out there. And I kind of started with the booking and promoting. I ran a show for the last 4 years, one of my best friends, his little girl passed away from cancer, and St. Jude's Children's Hospital just did everything for him and was incredible. And I wanted to use my wrestling knowledge and friends I've made along the way to put on shows, and we were lucky enough to do that, and you know, has been really successful. It was called the Ashland McClure Memorial. And, I mean, I've had Davies came on that, did Davey and Tony have wrestled on that. Had James Storm, X-Pot, Big Van Vader, wow. Angelina Love, Mickey James. I mean, we've had a lot of guys and girls come in to work the show and just raise money for St. Jude. And last year, Kim Murphy came to me and kind of told me what he wanted to do. And Ken's benefit, he didn't really know me. He knew me from Big Lee Montgomery, who we were friends because Lee goes to every show there is. apparently, he loves to travel and go to shows, and that's where we kind of met up, and we all had dinner, and he kind of told me, you know, what he wanted to do and how he wanted to start running a company and asked me for some help, and, you know, I was all in for it, and I didn't really know what to expect because it's difficult to run shows in Missouri, period. Just getting everything legally set up and make sure everything is good to go.
Yeah, the Athletic Commission is pretty tight there, isn't it? Isn't that right?
They are definitely tight. And coming from Tennessee and, you know, even going over to Illinois to do some stuff, there's not a commission over there. It's not, you know, where the guys have to make sure they're licensed and blood work and, you know, all that other stuff and make mm-hmm. sure they're legally, you know, up to par. So this was a different world stepping in, and it actually, we didn't really know what to expect. We didn't know what kind of wrestlers we were going to be able to get because, you know, that was a big thing. I really wanted quality at the show. Because, I mean, I'm sure I could find a whole bunch of guys that could wrestle, you know, cheap and have their license, but couldn't put on the quality that I want for a show. Sure. And, you know, luckily enough, we were able to do that, and the fans have reacted to it. They started following us, and we have an incredible fan base. Our fans are incredible. They follow us everywhere we go, and they pack the places out, and we can't be more proud of what we accomplished.
Let me ask you about some of the challenges that come up with booking shows and promoting, because I've got probably about 4 or 5 years now. I've been involved kind of on the other side. I do some ring announcing, but also have helped in other promotions, independent promotions, obviously, with some of the backstage stuff. And, you know, before you get involved in wrestling and you're just a fan, it's very easy to be very critical of what's going on. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on kind of behind the scenes that folks just don't understand and get. So, you know, what would your advice be? Because sometimes you hear people say, oh, well, if I ran a company, this is what I would do. But it's not just as easy as putting pen to paper and coming up with good ideas, because there's all kinds of variables that always pop up. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like every month is something, you know, a different challenge that we have to meet, or, you know, something like that, or a guy gets hurt or he can't make it. And then you have to figure out, you know, what to do there. But in Missouri, it's a little bit, like I said, it's definitely a little bit more challenging, because in Tennessee, if someone is out or someone, I can just make a phone call and then I can have someone there in 10 minutes. You know, it's, they don't have to be licensed or turn in a roster a couple weeks before the show or anything like that. You know, when we put on a show, you know, I've been lucky enough to come up with some pretty good ideas and good storylines for people to follow. But I think one of the biggest things is, I know, like, a lot of promotions are like, oh, yeah, I want my guy to be, you know, 6'7" and, you know, totally built. And it to me, I just want somebody that can tell a story that the fans can relate to. And, you know, one of our biggest, you know, biggest faces in the company that people really love is Sarge O'Reilly. And you wouldn't say, oh, my gosh, what a body. You know,
right.
Or yeah, he's a young set, but people can grasp him and, you know, get into character, and the way he works the crowd can do way more for you. And that's kind of how I look at it. I just want a, you know, somebody that can tell a story to, you know, and then, like I said, we're going to run into issues here and there, but, you know, a roster that we have built from pretty much nothing to where it is now is pretty impressive. I love them. So, I mean, that's kind of how I look at the whole thing. The issues are going to come up with any show that you run into. Nothing ever goes perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing, absolutely.
But, you know, you just have to roll with it and see what you can do. Have backups playing.
Yeah, and so also, you know, we have a mutual friend in Farmer Billy Hills who does shows here in Southern Illinois and is one of the more popular guys on the roster at Stride Pro Wrestling and some of the other shows, AAPW and Collision, that I used to work with. But over in Cape, the folks don't receive him very well, and he plays both parts so well. And I think that's an important thing to have when you get into the ring and perform. You have to know your crowd, know your audience, and kind of react to what they're reacting to sometimes.
Everybody, I think everybody has a heel persona inside them, especially when, you know, you're a baby face or good guy everywhere you go. You know what to do, but inside you always got that little part in you that wants to be a heel. And Billy has been one of the MVPs of our company. He has done such a tremendous job embracing his role and doing the pinnacle thing with Jeff O'Dell and Brandon Bobwire. You know, they've done such a great job all together. And Billy is, boy, when he, you could tell, like, he just had the whole bunch built in. And then when he comes out, yeah, he definitely lets that heel persona out. He lets people know what he's thinking. And it's got over really well.
I like what you guys do as well with, you know, you have a lot of local independent talent, and then you pepper in some of the better known stars, kind of like James Ellsworth, for example, for the November show. You've got, as we mentioned, Davey Richards coming in January. Ricochet was there one night when I attended. So talk to me a little bit about the decision-making process when it comes to finding, you know, because you don't want to necessarily overshadow the local guys who are there month after month, who the fans will, you know, you're obviously trying to tell a story and connect with them on that end, but also bringing in the names that you don't want to kind of overshadow what you have for folks who are coming on a consistent basis.
Well, absolutely. Like the, I think for the past two shows, James came and he wrestled our October show. And I like to have the guys come in and wrestle another local guy. And he, just for an example, like when you came to the show, Ricochet had a match with Austin Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And after that match, Austin became one of the top stars in the company because, I mean, they killed it out there. I mean,
absolutely.
They had an incredible match. And that kind of boosted Austin to the level of, hey, Ricochet beat him, but he's right up there with him, you know.
He hung with Ricochet, yeah, and that's saying something.
Yeah, and no one knew exactly, like, I've known Austin for 10 years. No one really knew exactly what to expect, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, Ricochet's just going to kill this guy, it's going to be over 5 minutes. I've had people tell me that, and boy, they went out there and had a 15 to 20 minute back and forth, just great match. And that match, like I said, Cantle, like, just shot Austin up to being a, people know he can go. And that's become one of the top stars in our company. And I think that's, when you bring in a big name, that's kind of what you want. You want them to, when they leave, to be the guy that they wrestle, a local guy, to be better than when he came in.
Yeah.
And, like, some of the other shows, we have good enough talent. I mean, with some of the local guys, Hollis Giroux, coming in from Kansas City, has been a giant hit for us. He's been great. And even when SB comes down, Brandon Espinosa comes down and he wrestles CJ Shine, and you know, Brandon will come in, he'll wrestle Ace Hawkins. I mean, just the guys that Brandon's in there with just makes them better, and then they can come back. You know, so I always like to give guys shots, the young guys, for matches, and still have some veterans, some local big names in there. You know, when we had Durden coming in and Espinosa and some of the other guys with ours, people still love to come see them, and they'll still, you know, buy a whole bunch of tickets to come watch our guys wrestle with some of the guys from out of the state. But if we bring in a big name, then that just kind of adds to it and makes our guys even better.
Yeah, it puts that cherry on top. You guys are doing a great job with that. So tell us how we can get tickets. I know you said 5 o'clock Monday, tickets go on sale for the January 28th show featuring Davey Richards. So how can folks get a hold of tickets and find you guys on social media?
Absolutely. You can go find us at Cape Championship Wrestling on Facebook. And it's Cape Wrestling 573 on Twitter. We have on the 28th, I mean, Davey's coming in, but we also have a really great card. You know, Davey and Tony are going to have a – we already know that's going to be a great match. But Brandon Bobwire is defending his championship, his CCW championship against against Hollis Giroux in a steel cage. Also, you're going to have three more cage matches that night featuring Austin Lane and Little Bit taking on Sarah Summers and Billy Hills in a mixed tag. You're going to have, you know, just so much more action with Dale Tucker coming in to go against Jason Vaughn. We're going to have a heck of a show. And people at 5 o'clock, not trying to just overshot, but get your tickets as quickly as you can because they normally sell out first two rows very quickly, within, 12 to 24 hours. And we're going to also have some tickets going on in January through our sponsor group, War Child, where most of their, I'd say 90% of their income comes in and goes straight to St. Jude or the veterans. And they come on and they do all our cooking and the food for the show. And then they have their own section where they'll sell their tickets. And that money goes to a great cause also. But that's going to be Monday at 5 o'clock when our tickets go on sale for the show.
So, yeah, not only are you supporting local independent wrestlers who, you know, are living in your communities as well, you're also supporting great charities and whatnot when you do attend these Cape Championship shows. Jason, is there anything else you want to add before we kind of wrap things up today?
No, I just wanted to thank you again for, you know, let me come on and talk about the show and get the word out. So I definitely appreciate you and your time and your support that you give it to us. And anything that we could do, please let us know. We'd be more than happy to.
Absolutely. I'm everyone knows, obviously, I'm a huge wrestling fan, but Cape Girardeau, Missouri holds a very special place to me as well. So I'm willing to help you guys any way that I can, and we'll get the word out. And also, folks, all the links that Jason just mentioned, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, how you can hook up with Cape Championship Wrestling, will be in the bio page on jitterymonkey.com as well as on the iTunes section. So, Jason, thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.